Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, the importance of creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. And Arturo, diversity and inclusion are about leveraging a variety of perspectives to create a richer and more innovative work environment. How do you do this?
I mean, you know, it's, I think so. There's two different pieces, you know, that we're talking about. One is the diversity piece, and diversity plays. It could be race, it could be experience level, it could be background, it could be, you know. So diversity really, I think, encapsulates quite a bit. And then for me, the inclusion part is, you know, it's the way I think about it is more once the team has actually come together, how are we bringing ideas and passions and thought process together so that we can really include the group at large and benefit from that as an organization. But, you know, right now there's a ton of conversation about diversity and inclusion in corporate America. It's kind of a hot topic right now. I think it's always been something that has been, you know, discussed, certainly in the corporate space. For some reason or another, right now it's on the tip of the tongue of a lot of media, and you know, for me, I think I've never really paid attention to that. Even though, you know, as corporate leaders, I think there's certain criteria that legally that we have to, and I think, you know, obviously I've fallen into those that criteria just organically, because I don't really ever look at anything other than talent. I'm constantly on the hunt for talent. And to me, if talent is brown, yellow, purple, whatever it is, it's talent. And so my main focus has always been on creating an organizational structure that allows us to win. I will say though, that over the years of, you know, bringing, you know, diversity into the workplace, you know, whether it's through specific directives or through organically, it has allowed us to, I think, open up opportunities for our organization. And so I think that we think differently when we have a diverse workforce. I think that we are stronger in a lot of different ways. And, you know, there's so much benefit and power related to bringing together a group of people that don't all think the same and act the same, and what are those benefits? I think the benefits are, you know, ideation and creativity and, you know, all these things that I think give companies or can give companies a competitive edge. That's what I have personally found as being something that will continue to drive me to make sure that we are always on the hunt for people that are bringing different perspectives and different experiences to the workforce.
Yeah, and the two words that you said that really resonate with me is think differently. And like you, I see talent as well. And the perspective that I'm coming from this is there's two sides of it. It is one, are you a fit for the core values? So there is an element of you fit into the way that we do things here, but then you take on the think differently side of things. And I know for a lot of leaders or entrepreneurs, we are designed a certain way, and it can be natural to say, I just want to hire a bunch of people who are like me. But then when we take in what you said about thinking differently, this is where having people who are not like you is such a benefit, and in building teams. And this has been slightly challenging, and I'm really experiencing this the best way right now with the AI company that I run, that we have three very unique and different people from a skill set standpoint. One person, definitely technology. One person, military and leadership background. Here I come from coaching, creating, marketing, and each one has a specific silo. And it's very refreshing to not have to wear all of the hats, where you're like, this person is great at this lane, this person is great at this lane. So when I'm looking at diversity, I'm looking at almost subject matter experts, but it's not just we're all exactly the same. Our core values are the same, but different perspectives allow there to be more innovation, more growth, more continuity and harmony in the team.
100%. You know, the other, when I was thinking about this particular, discussion that we were about to have, there's, you know, I did a lot of studying in college in anthropology and in biology. And so you have a lot of conversation about evolution and how specific diverse gene pools actually create advantageous growth and evolution for species. And so, and where it can also be problematic is if the gene pool discontinues or no longer is diverse, you can start having issues within that the genetic makeup of these species. And that's why, you know, when they think about, you know, safari and they think about, you know, specific populating different species into different areas so that they can diversify the gene pool. I think about it in a very similar sense. It's like, if you're bringing a bunch of very, very like-minded people together, I think you're really restricting what you're capable of doing. And, you know, for sure in the businesses that I'm actively involved in, a lot of it is marketing, ideation, creativity, that is a requirement. And if I'm sitting there at a table with a bunch of people that are, you know, in the same mindset, we're not going to get the same output. And so, and I think when we're able to touch back on the inclusion part, you know, to me, when you have this diverse workforce and you're able to allow people to really feel included, that means the idea sharing is really powerful because people feel included. They feel that their opinions or their thoughts or their time investment is going to matter. And so, those two things for me are again, it's, you know, really a powerful place to be.
Yeah. And when it comes to the inclusion side of things, probably one of the notes that I say the most to clients or in business conversations is all around communication, where success in leadership rises or falls to our level of communication. So as it relates to inclusivity, our ability to communicate or not communicate and allow others to be part of that flow is going to be part of the success, because many of us have probably experienced being on the side of not being included in a conversation on something. Whereas we as leaders, we get the opportunity to be aware of what does inclusivity look like in my organization and how is the flow of communication structured to ensure that that's part of it.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, there's also, you know, there's a couple kind of remaining pieces to this thing. And it's, my businesses are very sales centric as well, you know, and so having a diverse group of people allows you to have just a better understanding of a broader client base. You know, if you have a group of people that potentially can relate or have stronger connections to, you know, this broader base, it's a huge advantage, big time. And the other thing is, you know, I think as an organization that is, constantly trying to grow or replace talent as people leave and new people come in, the young talent force right now, they want to work, they want to see that. They want to see commitment to diversity and inclusion. And again, I'm not driven by any, mandates or criteria. I'm driven by doing what I believe in my heart is the right thing to do. And that is to, and it's beyond the heart. It's also, it's a strategy play. For me, it's a strategy play. It's like, how do I bring together the most qualified, diverse set of talent that we can possibly do? Because I've seen it work and I know 100% that it works. And so, and I know for a fact that as you're really speaking in, you know, you can, when you're looking at maybe potentially lower level talent, maybe that's not extraordinarily important. But once you start getting into the executive level, people want to see what the workforce looks like, what it's going to feel like. And I think that these are concepts that are very, very important to a young workforce as we get older, right? And I think depending on what your business is, I mean, there's a lot of businesses obviously that aren't necessarily community dependent because they're an online business. But if you have a business that is community dependent or city dependent or region dependent, I think finding this diversity piece, I think plays into that understanding of a client base, where you begin to have a broader sense of what the community or the region or the city particularly needs. And to me, that creates advantage.
So Arturo, now time for our action item or takeaway. And I'm going to go back to the thing that you said, the two words, think differently. And my action item is for you to audit yourself on your systems and process for how you and your team are thinking differently. Because on the surface, it can be like, yeah, it's easy, we're doing this. But I've learned the more intentional you can be. So it's like, wow, there's an opportunity for us to think differently. What is our system or process, or how are we doing it? Because you inspect what you expect. So if you expect a culture in a workplace that is thinking differently, well, then tell me how you guys are thinking differently and what does that look like? What about you, Arturo? What's your action item or takeaway?
I mean, I think the action, I like, I really like your action item. I think, my drill down a little further in that would be to look at the systems and the process related specifically to HR and kind of what that looks and feels like. I also think people that are really putting themselves in a leadership position today have to get involved in that aspect, right? And so I don't like to hire anybody in my organization unless I've met them thoroughly. Like I don't like giving, even though we have people in place that can fully handle this, I take a tremendous amount of pride and responsibility in making sure that we are building the future. And that future for me is how do we create the most dynamic team possible? And so I think we need to insert ourselves. And I think the other thing is in terms of like, this audit concept, are you, it's the start of the year, it's 2024. Are you doing things in your workplace that people would deem are inclusive? And ask people if they feel like their input and their existence really in that corporate construct feels inclusive. And if it doesn't, then that's a big area to focus on immediately.
Side note, there's a book I would encourage people to check out. I believe it's called Fierce Conversations, for something like, do we have an inclusive workplace? For a lot of people, that can be an uncomfortable thing. So of course, one of the things that I do is let me start learning about how I can get comfortable having potentially uncomfortable conversations. So we would love to hear from you. What are you doing to think differently or be more inclusive in your workplace? Make sure to hit us up on LinkedIn. We've got a Leadership DNA page where you can connect with us. Arturo, where can everybody connect with you?
It's going to be Arturo Gomez LinkedIn.
And on my end, you can hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy. I love connecting and hearing from everyone. And Arturo, on LinkedIn, I love seeing the number of people coming from your network over to me, because it's a very simple thing. It's like, boom, they're connected to Arturo. I know exactly where they come from.